This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A World Health Organization senior advisor now says wealthy countries need to give more COVID-19 vaccines and follow the United States in making doses available immediately to cover 200 million dose gap caused by Indian supply disruptions and manufacturing delays. Warning of a two-track recovery, the WHO is urging wealthy countries to donate their surplus doses to poorer countries instead of giving them to less vulnerable groups such as children. They have so far donated 150 million doses via the COVAX sharing scheme. However, Bruce Aylward said on Friday that only a small portion of those doses will be available in the short term in June, July, and August, when they can make a difference in slowing the pace of infections and the global pandemic. He did praise the U.S. plan announced Thursday to quickly share 25 million doses and encourage other wealthy countries to follow suit. Britain's medicines regulator said on Friday it had approved the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech for use on 12 to 15-year-olds following similar clearances in the U.S. and EU. The regulator said it would now be up to the country's Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization to decide whether to go ahead and inoculate this age group as part of Britain's vaccination rollout plan. Children aged 12 to 15 are already receiving the Pfizer shot in the United States. France and Germany are planning to start offering it to that age group this month. Britain's Health and Social Care Department said that it would provide an update once the JCVI had made a final decision. Again, Britain's medicines regulator saying that it has approved